So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara listed 10 of the 16 Shneis LaRais, and now continues, Tana de Be'er Pchia, Shlishi Shebe Bnoi, V'Shebe Bitoi, V'Shebe Ben Ishtoi, V'Shebe Bas Ishtoi, Shnia. Since Bas Bnoi Ubas Bitoi, his granddaughters, and Bas Bnoi Ubas Bitoi, his wife's granddaughters, are in Ervedoi Raisa, the Chachamim made the third generation, Bas Ben Bnoi, Ubas ben Bitoi, his great-granddaughters, and Bas ben Bina, Ubas ben Bita, his wife's great-granddaughters, Asim Rabbanan. Revi Shebechamav, Vishebechamoisai, Shnia. As Rashi explains, since Eim Chamav Eim Chamoisai, his wife's grandmothers are an everyday Raisa of Isha Ubas Bina, Isha Ubas Bita, the Chachamim made Eim Eim Chamav Eim Eim Chamoisai, his wife's great-grandmothers, Asim Rabbanan. They're the fourth generation up if we count his wife. The Gemara remains with a shaila whether shnius de Reb Chia yesh lehen hefzik or ein lehen hefzik, whether these shnius continue further up or down. The Gemara goes on to discuss ger and explains, since ger shnius ger kukotin shnei ledami, a convert is halachically a new person. Therefore, he has no isarais from that Torah to all his former relatives because halachically, his brothers and sisters are not his brothers and sisters. However, he's asa medrabanan to marry his former relatives. Shlo yoimru boin mikedusha chamur lekedusha kala. It would seem that he's going from a greater to a lesser kedusha. As an akim, his sister was aser, and as Yisrael, his sister is mutter. Therefore, the chacham said that all arais that are an erveday raisa are for him asa medrabanan. However, loygazu shnius begerim, the shnius la arais are mutter. Regarding edus, serving as witnesses, for example, two brothers both converted. Amrav Nachman, achim min ha'eim lo yidu, v'im ha'idu edus and edus. Maternal brothers may not testify for one another, but if they did, the testimony is valid and accepted. Achim min ha'av me'idin leketchila. Paternal brothers may testify for each other. Ameimar amar fel achim min ha'eim namim me'idin leketchila. Even maternal brothers may testify for each other. The Gemara explains the difference. Erva lachol mesura, edus lebezdin mesura. The Chacham forbade arayis because all people marry, and as Rashi explains, isharis likiyuma asinami lemisha erva biyisrael. The kula amal loyadi the time of the ger mishum dekakut shenel dami. People will think that one may marry his sister. However, edus is only given before bezdin, who know that they are not halachically brothers. Zok the Mishnah. If the Baal has any brother, which the Gemara explains, lasuya mamzer, even a yavam a mamzer binds the yavama for yibum. The Gemara explains, we might have thought that he does not bind her because leilif achva achva mibne yakiv malahalan kasherin lepsulin afkan kasherin lepsulin kamash malon kivin de in yibum niftar miskik nami zokik. Since, as the Mishnah later rules, any son, even a mamzer, exempts his father's wife from Yibum, so too any brother binds the Yavama for Yibum. The Mishnah continues, V'achiv hu l'chol davar. This mamzer is considered his brother regarding all other halachas as well. The Gemara explains, L'yarshot. They inherit one another in cases where brothers inherit. V'latamaloi. If they're kahanim, and the mamzer dies, the kasher may be metamet for him. The Gemara explains, we might have thought that he may not be metamet for him. Because like Baal metamehu le'ishtik shera, ve'ein metamel ishtik psula, hachinami metamehu le'ach kasher, ve'ein metamel le'ach pasom, k'mash malan, hasam lafuki kaima, hacha achivu. A kohen may not be metame to his unfit wife because he was obligated to divorce her. However, a kohen may be metame to an unfit brother because he's nevertheless his brother. Mishnah continues, chutz mimi sheyesh le'ach min hashifcha u'min ho'ibedes kachavim. The above halachas do not apply if the brother is from another mother who is a shifcha kananis or a non-Jew. He is halachically not considered his brother because he has the status of a non-Jew. The Gemara explains, regarding a shifcha kananis, the pasuk says, "Ha'isha vilodeha tila adina," the child of an eved ivri and a shifcha kananis has the status of the mother. Regarding eved skachavim, the Gemara in the next daf cites the pasuk "Ki yaster es bincha me'acharai." As the source that a child of a non-Jewish mother has the status of a non-Jew. Mishnah continues, Mishlishle ben mikamakim, paiter eshes av minayibim, any son exempts his father's wife from Yibum, which again the Gemara explains as Lasuya Mamzer, even a Mamzer. My timer, Domakra, Uven Ein Loi, Ayin Alav, seek out any son. The Mishnah continues, V'chayev al makase v'al kelase. A son of Mamzer is liable for hitting or cursing his father. The Gemara adds that the father is considered Eisa Maisa Amcha, because the Mishnah is speaking of a case where Asa Tshuva, the father did Tshuva for the sin of Erva. U'benoy l'chol davar. He's considered his son for all other halachas, for example, Le'yarshoi, he inherits his father, Le'tamaloi, Ver Kahanim, and the son dies, the father may be Metamefrem. Chutz, Mimish, Yeshle Ben, Min HaShifcha, O Min Hoi V'Diskechavim. The above does not apply if the son is from a Shifcha Knanis or a Goya. He is halachically not considered his son because he has the status of a non-Jew. The Gemara goes on to introduce a machlokes regarding a different halacha and cites two psukim regarding ervas achayse. Ervas achayscha bas avicha oy bas imecha. This pasuk refers to even achayse min oinsin, a sister born out of wedlock. Ervas bas eishes avicha meledes avicha achayscha hi. This pasuk refers to only achayse min hanisun, a sister born in a marriage. From the fact that the Torah wrote two separate psukim, the Rabbanan learn, in the case of Achayse min Hanisuin, he is over two Isurim and must bring two Karbanas Chatas. The Yisra Behuda learns from the word he, there is only one Isra of Achayse. The Yisra Behuda explains the two separate psukim as follows. From the words Bas Eishes Avicha, we learn, Misha yesh le Eishes la Avicha ba. Even in the case of Achayse min Oinsin, she is considered his sister only if she was born from a woman whom the father could have married halachically, but she's not considered his sister if she's from a Shivcha v'Avedes Kechavim in whom lo tavsi b'kedushin. The Gemara makes another distinction between the two psukim. The second pasuk of Achayse min Hanisuin is referring to both a half-sister and a full-sister, from both one father and one mother, while the first pasuk of Achayse min Oinsin is referring to a half-sister only, because it says, Bas Avicha, Oy Bas Imecha. How do we know that Achayse Bas Aviv Uvas Imoy, a full Achayse min Oinsin, is also Aser? We cannot derive it from a Kal V'Chomer, because Ein Mazir min Adin. Therefore, both Rabbanim, Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yehuda, derive it from the word Achayscha. This discussion continues on the next daf.